They still don't know. So how come? What the Dogum of Ova means? He means that why was it necessary to have a halacha l'mishum Sinai spell out that truso is that the yutches treifes are treifes, these yutches makis are treifes? Why? Because they are in a chayo. But all that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to reveal to Moshe Rabbeinu some scientific facts without mentioning the halacha l'mishum Sinai, that these yutches makis are treifes. In other words, we have halacha chayo achel sheina chayo loitechen. So the question now, the next question is a question of mitzias. Which one is chayo and which one is not chayo? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to reveal to Moshe Rabbeinu only the chokhmas of full effect. The Dogum of Ova doesn't mean Moshe Rabbeinu midaite would know it the chokhmas of teva. How would Moshe Rabbeinu know it midaite? But the kashe of the Dogum of Ova is, why was it necessary to have a special halacha l'mishum Sinai declaring that druso makes it into a treife, and the kuvo and psuko and nitulo and chasuro and kruo and nifuro and shvo? HaKadosh Baruch Hu only had to reveal to Moshe Rabbeinu some scientific data. Which maki is fatal and the baby will not be able to live or not? That's all, without a halacha l'mishum Sinai declaring it as treife. This is what the Dogum of Ova means. So he says, "Oid kosher li'al kulam, lo mehutzach la'alocha le'meishe, v'aliksiv zeis achayo, she'in achayo le'teichel, v'im kein dova zeh, m'ma she'in yechilo v'yichye, so yoch meishe rabbeinu le'idah v'chach m'sateva." It's not meishe rabbeinu midaite, it means also full revelation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not b'teiras alocha le'meishe m'sinai. Since we have already exerts a kosov, chayo achel, chayo shel, lo yisei chal, so it wasn't necessary to have an extra halacha l'mishum Sinai. Elo nire, lani yizdaiti danam paskinon, simon litreifo yedveis chedish, miyu haine lisofik treifo, avo vadai treifo lemhani yedveis chedish, kim vuya likamon, ואימר, אם משמחו דזייס החיו, הווה אמינא באמס, שמחויו ידבי שחידש, אפילו תימא שהוא דרך נס, מכל מוקים אריה חיו, והווה אמינא שקשירו, והוא צריך הלוך למשה מסיני, ששמינו טריפס הלולו, לכלותים לטריפו, אפילו יחיה יומים ושונים רבס. So he gives the terrence. If there hadn't been a special הלוך למשה מסיני, of יתחס טריפס, or the חס טריפס, the ches categories of treifes, so then true there had been a loche. True there is exerts a kosuf chayo achel sheina chayo loisechel, and true that Moshe Rabbeinu would know, would be revealed, would get a revelation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu what makas are fatal and what makas are not fatal. But suppose a certain unusual phenomenon will happen, and the behemoth that has a perforated lung will live for more than 12 months. So then you'll be puzzled. How is it that it lives? So let's say it's derechness. It lives with derechness, as the Gemara says, like Abiyir. It lives with derechness. So if there hadn't been halacha l'mishum Sinai declaring that these yutches makis make the behemoth into a treifo, and I would only know of chayo achel, chayo she'el, lois she'en achayel, lois she'el. So if sometimes it would happen that the behemoth of the perforated lung would live for many years, so I would say, for some reason, this behemoth lives. It's a chayo. And there is no halacha that this market per se makes it into a treifo. Only the fact that it's neidelomus, but somehow, as miraculous as it might seem, somehow this behemoth is not in neidelomus. So it's b'derechness. Now, in other words, either b'derechness or in the course of of thousands of years, there would be a shimatel. So then the behemoth would be mutaris. If there hadn't been Halacha L'Meishim Sinai. Now that there is Halacha L'Meishim Sinai, and the Halacha L'Meishim Sinai declares it as treifo. So even if with the Rechnes it lives, or because of a Shinu Ateva it lives, it is still a treifo. So in other words, so what is he saying, the Dogum of Ovo? The Dogum of Ovo is saying, in effect, that since there is Halacha L'Meishim Sinai, so the Isa Treife is not based upon the fact that it's Neitel Omus, but because of the Lochel Meshvi Sinai. Ve'imer, im ishum kod is Isa Chayo, hava mine be'emesh im choyo yidve Yisraydesh, afrutei mashu derach nes, mikol mokim ari Chayo, vava mine kshekshero, vihutzra Lochel Meshvi Sinai, sheshmeinu Treife salolu, lichlutim in Treife, afilu yichye yomim vishonim rabbis. Vim kein gam druso hutzrach leimer le mesh misinai leima shim vaday nidriso da heine sherei mo eres she sholat bi vorim apnimim shuv treifu le chlutim afilu yich ye yudvei schedesh. So in other words, so he answers the first kasha too. He says, why did Halach le mesh misinai had to mention druso among the treives? After all, the Torah says in so many words, Ubosa basode treifu le zacheilu. What does it mean treifu? It was clawed by beast, by lion, by wolf. So Memele, why was it necessary for Halacha L'Meishim Sinai? So he said, if there hadn't been Halacha L'Meishim Sinai, then I would say, true that the Torah says, Bosa Baso de Treifel Izachelu, if a behemoth was torn up, was clawed by a lion, So and it's Neitel Omus, so it's osir, it's affected with the Isar of Treife. But suppose a miracle would occur, a behemoth would be torn up by a lion, and somehow the behemoth lives. 5 years have passed since the behemoth was torn by a lion, and it still lives. So then I would say, in spite of the fact that there is a Beferosh HaPosik, because that if it's torn up by wild beasts, so it's treife. So I would say it's treife because it's Neitel Omus. But somehow this behemoth, even though it was torn up, it's still living. It should be muteres. So that's why it was necessary to include druso among the treifes Halacha L'Meishim Sinai to advise us that they are treifes because the Halacha L'Meishim Sinai declares them as treifes. True, they don't live. That's a separate fact. But that's not the basis of the Isa Treife. So, this is what it says. Afro yichi yomi vishon rabbis, vim kein gam druso utzach leim al meishim sinai. Leim ashim vaday nidriso, dain sherei no eres, shesholat bivorim apnimim, shuf treifel lechlutin, afro yichi yudvei schedesh, ועל זה אומרו בגמורה, ולעפו כלעקוס אל רוחיש, לימה שאינו בכלל שמינו מינימלו, יתחס או שמינו אמיניץ, it's a question of classification. ולוי נאמה טריפס הוא למי שמסיני, ומקום מוקים טריפו, מכיח פוסק זה יישא חיו שאין חיו לזכר. וכבר היד רוחיש שלעקוס הזו אין חיו, ונפקי מיני שאין ירה לעקוס די רוחיש וייך ידווי שחידש הרי יקשב. Oh, so vis-à-vis Lakuse de Rochish Bapope, there if the behemoth will live, whether because of Nisim or because of Shinu Ateva, so then it will not be treife. Because that the Shem Treife of Rochish, of Lakuse de Rochish Bapope, is not grounded in the Halacha L'Meishim Sinai. But it is based upon the fact of Neitel Omus. So if Biderachnes, it will not be Neitel Omus. So it will not be Oser. Of course, how did Rochish Bapope know that it's Neitel Omus? How could he know? How could anyone know? The answer is, that too he had Bekabolah. But the Kabbalah was only to determine the Mitzias, a scientific fact. Masha'in came, the Yudches Treifes, the Ches Treifes, so there the Halacha L'Meishim Sinai itself declares them as Treifes. So this is how he answers the kasha of the Rambam. Ubaze muturet. Harambam sheposak la'arbi ule, sheshmina treibis nemu, uposak lo de rochish. So he says in Echname, if there will be a shino ateva, ligabe, lakuse de rochish ba'pope, so it will not be affected this treibis. But if there will be a shino ateva, ligabe, a perforated lung, a perforated intestine, so then it will be affected this treibis. And the same thing, what the Dogma Vova says in connection with lakus in rochish ba'popoe is also true in connection with nitalech elyon. They are both based upon the same aloch. So in other words, so actually the teretz of the nitziv is really mentioned by the Dogma Vova. Now, let us see a certain tshuves harashbo, tshuves hariches. Now, there is a loche that certain nitules are treiv. Certain nitules are treiv. Of course, if the lungs, even if one lung is taken out, is a treiv. Because if nikvo horeye is treiv. So as Thesis points out, certainly if nitules are treiv, even if just one lung was removed, so it's a treiv. But let's say tchul, so the aloche, so there are certain aloches that if the iver is nitulo, so it is a treif. So let's say memele if one lung was taken out, so it's a treif. Is it right? And then let's say suppose the heart was taken out. Of course, it's treiv, as Tesis said. Suppose a behemoth is born with an extra lung, so it's also treiv. Suppose the behemoth is born with an extra heart, two hearts. It happened already. Among children, I mean, they were born with two hearts. I mean, this is an aberration. So it's a treiv. Because kol yeser cannot adomi. Kol yeser cannot adomi. Now the aloha is that if the upper leg of the behemoth is removed, if the lower leg beneath the knee is removed, it's not a treif. But if the upper above the knee is removed, the tulas regel from the knee on upward, so then it's a treif. Is it treif? Except Reb Shimon Elozor is chelek, Efshel becomes liches. So suppose a behemoth will be born like this, a normal behemoth has two forelegs, that's yodai. The forelegs is called yodai. And two hind legs, that's the raglai. So how many hind legs does a behemoth have normally? Two hind legs. Suppose it will have three. So is it treif? If it will have three forelegs, it's not a treif. Because if the foreleg of a behemoth is missing, it's not a treif. Only if the regel of the behemoth is missing. So, in applying the aloche of kol yesa kenotel dome, if it has an extra foreleg, it's not a treif. If the behemoth has an extra hind leg, it is a treif. So, there's the aloche of kol yesa kenotel dome. So, Tshuva Sadiches, Shalto, Behemo Shenimtseis Yisera Seiver, Beison Ivorim Sheinitrefes Boen, Uvimokim Sheinitrefes Boy, Vinizboreo Sheovru Oleo Shnimoso Chidesh, Mineime, Kim Sheovru Oleo Yudveis Chidesh, Bivadai Eno Nitrefes, Vinach Shireno, Ditrefo in Achayo Shnimoso Chidesh, ואף על פי שרואיסי ושומעיתי משמחשיר ומקיר בדובו, אני רצה לעמיד על דייתו. So someone inquired to the Rashbo, now, a behemo treifo is in a chayo yisam in Beis Chedesh. So it's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, if let's say we have a suffix, whether the behemo is a treifo or not, and then we observed the behemo for 12 months, it's still living, so then it's a right, it's not a treifo. That is in the case where it's a sofik treve. But suppose we know that the behemoth is a vadai treve, but somehow it lived for more than 12 months. Can we be machsher the behemoth? So there was someone, and you can take it for granted that someone was probably big talmid chochem. Otherwise, the sheol wouldn't say v'afal pisher oisi v'shamaiti v'shemachsher omekel bidovo amireitzel amid adait. So it's probably one of them God who said it. So, but he asked of the sheet of the Rajbo. So of course the Rajbo says, the Rajbo reprimanded those who say that if we see a certain behemoth that has a trait, that is a trait for Badai, and that it lived for 12 months, so it can be Machshav behemoth. So he says that those who say, Chol mishe machshav zeh, אם רואיסו ושומעיתו משמי כאילו מחשיר בישרס או בכל מה שמונו חכומים. So in other words, so the one who was מחשיר in connection with a ישרס. In other words, a behemoth that had three hind legs. And she lived, and the behemoth lived for more than 12 months. So he was מחשיר, there was someone. So he says, אם רואיסו ושומעיתו משמי כאילו מחשב בישרס ובכל מה שמונו חכומים מכלל הטריביאס, אל תשמע לי ולתי ואילוב, ולתי כזייס בישראל, וכל מי שמחשב זה נראה בעיניי כמי צילה אז על דבר חכומים. והרי נמי רבדו. But it's interesting that the Meiri mentioned such a shite. It's a Miri, Dafai and Veis. I mean, Dafai and Veis, the Miri, and the Gemore in Chum, Daf Memalev. Daf Memveis, Omedalev. Maseres Biodeinu, Miatrach Mea Talmud, Shinatre for Choyosh Nimosa Chedish. Vim Nikevo and Misabere, sorry. Miato, Bol Yodeinu Sofik Treifik and Sofik Truso, Vichayitzebo, Viefshalom Livotko. So let's say, suppose a lion entered the stable of behemoths and cattle, and then we heard squeak, and then we came in, and so then every behemoth in that stable is a sofik truso. So suppose 12 months have elapsed, and the behemoths are still living, so then it's a raya that they were not nidrisa. Maybe the lion just touched them. I mean, but he wasn't there. He didn't inject the poison. He didn't tear them up. Because if they had been nidrisa by the lion, so then we wouldn't be able to survive for more than 12 months. That's all. V'adovo yodua uboru shalei nemar heter b'shia shlimos achile shal b'sofik treifo. Avol treifo v'adoi kineilu shehuskiru b'mishne. V'chavriseyen afil choym so shlimos achile treifo. Sheino inyen elu akroi ba'alme. V'sibo nisteres. V'onu ala reivo nedoni. V'yeish makilin b'zu v'al tochesh lidivreim klam. So he mentioned such a shite. He's chilek at a shite. You see, the Sheyel said, Shomati, that someone is machshir, a vadai treife, if the behemoth lived for more than 12 months. So he says, al tishma v'al tevele. And those who are machshir are meitzilaz al divrei chachamim. But the Miri is also chilek on those, but he mentioned such a shite. So we see that shite was a shite. Shite Sarjeni, but he rejected Shite. So he says, V'yeish mikilim b'zu, v'al tochesh l'divrei m'klam. Now, so we have to understand that Shite. And then the Miri himself, I mentioned it last time, he agrees with the Mashal, not like the Rashbo. You see, the Mashal says that treifo in a chayo, yeisam in v'yis chedesh, only means that rof treifes in a chayis, yeisam in v'yis chedesh. But a new treifes can live. A new treifes can live. So of course, from the Mashal, it's certainly muchach that it's only an accidental fact. It's only a simen in a chayo. Because if it had been an essential fact, and the in a chayo had been the basis of the Shem Treifo, so why does he say the Mashal and the Miri? That even if it lives, so it's still affected to the Issa of Treife. But it lives, the answer is no, that's only a semen. And the semen is not 100%. It's only most of the time. It's not 100%. So he says that if a behemo is a vadai treifo, afil choyso shnimoso chidesh, so it's still osir. Sheinui yin ala akroi baalme. So of course, the Miri's own shite and the Marshal shite is that it's only a simen. It's not an essential fact. It's not the basis of the Issa Treife. Then he mentions the shite v'yesh mekilin bozo. That if a vadai treife, a behemoth that vadai has a reyesh enikva, or any of the other treifes, and if it lived for 12 months, then we have to pass on this behemoth. This behemoth is mutaris. This behemoth is mutaris. Now, we have to understand, why is it like that? I mean, Monefshech. Unless we say that chita holds. So that chita holds that the inner chayo is an essential fact. That's the basis of the Issa Treife. And since we see that it lives, so mele, it is chayo, so it couldn't be osir. So the question is, so how could we be matir? So as a matter of fact, the Rashbo says, Monefshech, if you are going to draw the conclusion on the basis of observation, because we see a number of treifes that are living, that there is a shinui teva. So then you should say, all treifes should be mutaris. But to say, this treifo that has a perforated lung, so is mutaris, because we saw it live for 12 months. But other behemoths who are similarly injured, I mean, who have a perforated lung, arasureis. That doesn't make sense, the Rashba says. What does the Rashba mean? Because Monefshech, either you say that this is an accidental fact, or you say it's an essential fact. So if you say it's an essential fact, So then the question is, if it's an essential fact, how is it that this behemoth that has a perforated lung or has three hind legs, lives, so you're going to say there is a shinateva. Since the days of Chazal, so there's a shinateva has taken place. And since it's an essential fact, so Mimele, now that the teva has changed, and a behemoth with three hind legs can live, so Mimele, it's muteres. So why only this behemoth is muteres? Every behemoth that has three hind legs should be muteres. This is the time of the Rajbo and the Chuv. But the research is shiken. So we have to understand what's the pshat that she did. Now, we saw that the Nitziv says that according to the Rambam, when the Gemara says Trifo is in a chayo, it means without therapy, without any therapy being administered to the behemo. So then it's in a chayo. But with therapy being administered, it couldn't. The Ramban is chayot. The Ramban shita is that when we say Trifo in a chayo, it means with all the therapy that you will administer, it will still not be able to live. But the shita of the Rambam is Trifo in a chayo without refuez. But with refuez, it could live. It could live. But the shita of Rambam is that the in a chayo vis-a-vis the yutches treifes. So it's only a simen. Vis-a-vis the treifes that are grounded in Aloch Lemishmi Sinai. It's only a simen. It's only a simen. So, Mimele, since it's only a simen, so the simen is that every one of the yutches treifes, every one of the yutches treifes, without therapy being administered, it could not live. That's the same. But if we say, but these Rishenim who are making and who say that if a certain treife, if other treife, lived for more than 12 months, so then, the Issa treife was poka. So how can it be explained? So apparently they are chilik on the Rambam, and they agree with the Rambam. What's the Rambam shite? The treifo in a chayo is a mivis chaydesh, means without refuez it's in a chayo. But with refuez it could be chayo. But according to the Rambam, even though it could live a normal span of life through medicine, through therapy, but that will not affect the status of treif of the behemo. Even if therapy will it be administered to the behemo, and the nekef in the reye will be cured, will be healed, so it will still be affected this treif, because the inner chayo is only a simen. Mashein kein, these rishenim who are mekil, they hold that it's not an accidental fact. The Deino Chayo is an essential fact. And the reason is to why. But they agree with the Rambam that it only means Deino Chayo without therapy. But through refuez, it could live. So, but they hold that as long as it was not cured and it's destined to die as a result of that market, that remains unhealed, so is destined to die, so mainly it's affected with the Issa Treife. But the moment medicine is applied, so then it's not destined to die by itself, because it was already cured. So mainly the Shem Treife is poka. So this is the Pshat in this Rishen Musay, that if we saw a Vadai Treifo that lived for 12 months, so then this behemoth is muta. But all other behemoths who have the same make are asures. Why? Not that there has been, just because we saw one behemoth with three hind legs and it lived, so that means that there has been a shina teva. Chas v'sholem, we don't say that. But the shita of these rishenim is like the Rambam. The treif in a chayo means without refuez. But with refuez, yes. So mainly, just as the Ramban says, Just as the Ramban says that if now the halacha is that if you cut off the lower half of the leg of a behemoth up to the knee, so then the behemoth is kosher. If you cut off the upper half of the leg, then it's straight. But the lower half of the leg, it is kosher. Now suppose you cut the behemoth in the area of the Tzumas HaGidin, just above the soles, the heel, so then it's a treifa. Now the question arises, suppose at first the behemoth was cut in the area of Tzumas HaGidin, then a doctor came and he cut off the whole lower half of the leg. So the Ramban says that once the doctor cuts off the whole lower half of the leg, so then the behemoth becomes kosher. The Rashba, the Ran, Achilik, how is it possible? If it already had a Shem Treifo at the very outset, so how could a Shem Treifo be poker? But the Rashba and the Ran are both made it. If at the very outset, instead of cutting out the Tzumas HaGidin, so the whole lower half of the leg would be cut off, so then it's a kosher. But if lechatchila at the outset, so only the Tzumas HaGidin was cut, and the rest of the leg, of the lower half of the leg, was untouched, and then the next day a doctor cut off the lower half of the leg in view of the fact that the Shem Treifo was chal on the behemoth, it can never be muta. But the Ramban Shita is not like that. So what do we see from the Ramban? From the Ramban we see one thing, that the Eino, in other words, from the Ramban we see that even if a behemoth had a Shem Treifo once, but if after that it is cut off, so mele it can become kosher. And the Ramban says the same thing. Ligabe nikva moro. Nikva moro, so is treifo. But nikva moro is not treifo. So if at first the moro, the gallbladder, was nika, and then it was removed, so it's not treifo. This is what Ramban says. So Mimele, these Rishenim who are making and who say that if a behemoth that was a Vadai Treifo and was seen to survive for more than 12 months, then this behemoth becomes muta. So they hold that it is the Eino Chayo is the essential fact. But Monefshach, if this is the essential fact, so how is it that it could live? So it shouldn't live, it shouldn't be able to live. So the mitzias should be that it couldn't live. The answer is they agree with the Shitas Rambam. That the Inachayo means it's Inachayo without Rifuas. But with Rifuas, yes. So if we see that the behemoth lived, so somehow the behemoth picked up some medicine. Even though she was not taken to a doctor, somehow some medicine was administered. So she was already cured. So just as the Ramban says that if the behemoth became a treifo because of the nitro tzumas hagidim, and then the whole half of the lower leg was removed, so then it becomes kosher. So here too, if the behemoth became a treifo because it was made almost without refue, and then, because of Refue, so it was cured, so Mimele becomes Kshero, just as Ramban says, Ligabe Behemo, that was Nitla Tzumas HaGidin at first, and then the whole half of the lower leg was removed. Now, let's see, I just want to go over this Teisves. Now, we are up to the Teisves, that Membeis, Omud Beis. Voike behemo shenechte choragleo. Teime, de lipoch benitel zumes agidi, di tanje behedim fir behemam kashe di treifo, So when the Mishnah mentions behemos shenechtecho ragleo, so it means two things. It includes two treifes. One treife is the upper head above the knee was removed, and it's included in the hechtecho ragleo also if the tzumas hagidin was needed. All right. So in other words, so the same machlekes between Bishama and Bisila, Kamo Chisor and Bishetri, Bishama Yemrim Shtei Chulyes, Ubisil Yemrim Chulyachas, Ubisil Mechilyachas, so it applies to trefoils. To trefoils. Now what does Rashi say? Vichainli trefo. Libishama Yle have a trefo bibotzer Mishtei Chulyes. So according to Bishama, that if a spine, a human spine, was deficient in just one vertebra, so then it's still mitami to Messiah. The halacha is only a shetra shleimo, a full, complete spine, human spine, is mitami to Messiah. But if it's a shetre chaseiro, if it's an incomplete a spine, so it's only mitami magi umasi. So even etzem kiseiro is mitami magi umasi, but not mitami to Messiah. So the question is, what is considered a complete spine? And what is considered an incomplete spine? So there is a machlekes between Bisham and Bisham. According to Bishamai, if there is a deficiency of two chulyas, two vertebrae in the spine, so then it's considered a shedra chaseiro, it's not mitami to meseya. But suppose there is only a chisori of one vertebra, so it's not considered a shedra chaseiro. So memele, it is mitami. So Bishamai is a machmir. Bisil say, if one vertebra is missing in the spine, so it's not a complete spine, it's not a complete chetre, and it's not mitame to meseel, it's only mitame magomas. So, the Gemara says, v'cheli treifo, so Rashi explains, libishamai, that diminution of one vertebra does not make it into a shetre chaseiro. So a behemoth that has one vertebra missing in the shetre is not a treife. Only if it has two vertebrae missing in the shetre. But according to Bisilel, that it's considered a shetre chaseiro with the diminution of one vertebra. So mainly if a behemoth will have one vertebra missing from the spine, so it will already be treife. Now let's see the thesis. V'omer Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel v'cheli treife. Misayfe daik Rav Yehuda diktonika begulgeles, kamo chisorim begulgeles, bishama yimrim kimlei magdeach, ubisil leimrim kishniotum na chai v'yomus. Now, we have one machlekes ligabe shedre, and we have another machlekes ligabe the skull, the human skull. So, a human skull is mitame beyal, not just magi v'masi, only if the skull is not a choser. But if the human skull is a choser, it's not mitami beya. So the question is, what chison has to take place in order that the skull, the gulgeles, should be considered a choser? Memele, it will not be mitami beya, only magi v'masi. So we have a machlekes between Bishamai and Bisila. And that too. Bishamai emrim kimloi magdeach. If the chison in the human skull is the equivalent of what can be removed with a drill. Kimlei magdeach. What can be removed with a certain drill that they had. So if that was removed from the human skull, so then it's a gulgeles chaseiro, it's not mitame beya. Ubisil leimim kidei sheyinotel min achai v'yomus. In other words, only if so much tissue was removed from the human skull that in a living human being he would die from it. So if that much tissue was removed from the human skull, so then that skull, that diminished skull, is not mitami to Messiah. So Teisa says, you see, so Rashi says, we have here a machlokes between Rashi and Teisus. Rashi says, when Shmuel says v'chein litreifo, so the raya that the same din applies to treifo is from the fact that Bishamai say ligabi tumaseya, that if it is deficient, if the spine is deficient in two vertebrae, so then it's not mitami tumaseya. In other words, then it's not a complete spine. Then it's a spine shedre chasero. So mimele, it follows that ligabi trepes too. If two vertebrae are missing from the behemoth spine, is it trepes? But Basil say that ligabi tumaseya, it's considered a shedre chasero. If one vertebra is missing, so mainly it follows that vis-a-vis behemoth, if one vertebra is missing from the behemoth spine, it's also three. Just like that, Rashi explains it. Teitzer says, no, from that there is no raya. Meicha Teitzer, why should we say that just because, according to Basila, so if one vertebra is missing from the spine, so mainly it's not mitami to Meseyel, that if one, that similarly, if one vertebra is missing from the behemoth spine, is a treif. What has the Shem Treifes to do with Tumaseya? What? There is no connection. So the Rai is from the machlekes between Bishama and Bisil ligabe isko. So Bisil say that when do we say that the human skull is a Golgeles Chasero, and it's not mitame to Meseyel, if the quantity of tissue that was removed from the human skull is as much as that it will make the human being fatal. That will make it fatal. So we see that the reason as to why Basil say that Kimlei Magdeach, it's not mitame to Meseyel, is because he can't live with it. So Mimele, the reason as to why Basil say with the deficiency of one Chulie, so it's not mitame to Meseyel, also because he couldn't live with it. So Mimele Tzaraye, we pray for the same thing. This is how Teisus explains. What do we see? Why is it that Teisus explains this Gemara in such a complicated way? I mean, after all, the way Rashi explains it is very simple. I mean, Rashi explains it very simple. After all, the Gemara doesn't even mention the other machlekes between Bishama and Bisilel. The Gemara here quotes only the machlekes Bishama and Bisilel in connection with Shedre. The Gemara doesn't cite the machlekes Bishama and Bisilel in connection with the human skull. So why should we say that the Raya is from Rabbi Silal's memory in connection with the human skull? So Rashi explains it very simply, because Rashi says, just for the same reason that Basilel say that if a shedr is deficient in one vertebrae, it's not mitame to Meseyel. Why? Because only shedr shleimo is mitame to Meseyel. And if one vertebrae is lacking, is missing, so it's not the shedr shleimo. So mimele, since the behemoth does not have a shedr shleimo, so mimele, it's a treime. Treime means not the shleimo. And for the same reason that Bishamai say that the deficiency of one vertebrae does not make it into a shedr chasere, so mimele, why should the behemoth be a treime? This is how Rashi explains it. Why didn't Teisus like this pshat of Rashi? But let's see Teisus. Teisus says, "Misei v'daik, Rav Yude, diktone gabi gogeles kamo chesom gogeles b'shamayim kilei magdeach, as much as could be removed with a drill." A drill, the Mishnah says, a drill that they had in the Bisamigdosh, that they used in the Bisamigdosh. So, u'bisil leimrim kidei shi'i notel min achai v'yomus, alme di b'shi'o misei choshev chesorei. So ligabi to maseya. So mele it's raise treibe, because that's the reason as to why it's not mitami to maseya. Because the chisolon is so large that had it been done to a living person, he would die. So mele, if it's done to a behemo, to a living behemo, it will also die. Ulocha choshiv. The Rabbi Yehuda bad mishnayes mishum maslisen daik v'lechoshiv lo bad shmeitze ki lechoshiv milze the ravavire avras dis nitma. Now thesis was bothered here by certain kashi, certain treifes. So certain treifes. So the Gemara attributes to the shef shmeitz. Why? Because they are based upon certain memories of the Chachamim. How is it that this treife of chisorim b'shedre, chisorim b'golgeles, so is not attributed to Shmaitze? The answer is, even though, who says v'chein l'treifo? The Mishnah doesn't say v'chein l'treifo. Shmuel says that. So why doesn't the Gemara say Shmeino Shmaitze instead of Shef Shmaitze? Shmeino Shmaitze. And one would be Chisori. The answer is that the Shmuel's memory is deduced from the Mish in all this. How does Shmuel know V'chein L'treife? Because Basil say in connection with the Gilgeles, K'vishinot M'lachai V'yomus. So Mele, the Raya is from the Mishneh, not from Shmuel's memory itself is deduced from the Mishnah. All right. V'im teima im kein amai liporich name voike gogeles kivim Rav Yehuda akulekoi. So since the raya is from Bisil's memory, kishinot lachai v'yomus, and Reb Bisil used that expression of lachai v'yomus in connection with gogeles, so why does the Gemara mention only the treife of chisore in bishetre? Let the Gemara mention another treife, chisore in bigolgeles. Adarabe, the raya that it has a bearing on treifes is from Gilgeles, not from Shetre. It's a very strong kashi. V'eimer Rabbi Netam, the Rav Yehuda likoy al Gilgeles, the Salke Daitor, the Chisor and the Gilgeles, have im akrum, ubehimo mitrefe bin kivas akrum lechude, avol odom diisli mazle, boye chisorin gilgeles im nikivas akrum. So that's Rav Netam Shit. In all of Shas, I mean, Bovakame, in Zvochim, in Preres, in many places. Human being who is a treife, who is not alone, so he's potter of Mrs. Bezdin, but he's potter of Mrs. Bezdin. So we have a loch of treife in Odom also. So now the Shittim Kobetzes in Bava Kame at the end of the second period mentions in the name of the Rabbi Yosef ibn Migash that the criterion for determining a treife Sodom is the same as the criterion for determining a treife Behemo. Now, what is a treife Behemo? You trust treifes. Nikvareya, nikvadaki. So, this is the same criterion applies to treife Sodom. In other words, if according to the Rimigash, if somebody kills a human being who has a perforated lung, he's part of Mrs. Best, according to the Rimigash. The Rambam Shit is not like that. All right. Rabbi Tam says that there is a distinction between Treifa Sodom and Treifa Behemo. Not every matter that makes a Behemo into a Treife will make a human being into a Treife. Why not? Of course, there is a Treife. I mean, everybody will agree that if the heart is removed from a human being, is a Treife. Because, I mean, how could a person live very long without a heart? But it does not mean that nikva reye or nikva meyach, so that's a treife. If just the membrane of the brain is pierced, so it's a treife. But by Odom, it does not necessarily have to be a treife. So certain treifes that are treifes in Behemah will also be treifes in Odom, but not necessarily every maki that makes a Behemah into a treife will make another mutay treife. Now, what is the criterion whereby we determine as to whether a certain makir makes a behemoth a treife, whether it can live or it cannot live? Whether it can live or it cannot live. Now you ask the kashe, how about the mandoma? Treifo is chayo. So what is the criterion? So we say the aloch lemishim sinai. But it seems from many rishonim that the fact that it cannot live is the criterion. Not just this market, that market. There is a common denominator to all the yutches treifes. And what's the common denominator to all the yutches treifes? The fact that the behemoth cannot live. So Ramtam says, so all the yutches treifes, nikaf chum shol meyach, nikaf reye, nikva adakin, these are makes that make the behemoth in the treife, because behemoth is le mazle. But odom is isle mazle, so mele, many makes, many chilim, which make a behemoth into a treife, and odom will not become a treife, because odom is isle mazle. Now this is Ramtam Shite, in all of Shas. So here he also says, Veimer Ramtam, the Rav Yudel Ikoya Gogeles, the Salted Idol Chisom and the Gogeles, have a imakrum, u behemoth mitrife, bin kivasakrum lechude. Aval odom dis le mazle boye chison gilgeles im nikivasakrum. So he says, now the kashi of Teisves was, since the whole raya, that this machlekes of Bishama in Bisila, that is in connection with Tumaseya, applies to Treifes Behema as well, and the raya, the whole raya is from Gilgeles, so how is it that the Gemore only asks, do we have an additional Treife? Chisom Shedre, and the Gemara doesn't even ask, we have an additional treife, Chisore in Gogeles. Adarabe, the raye that's a treife is from Gogeles. Kishinotum nachal yomus, we still say. So that's the kashik is. So Ramtam says, no. There is no additional treife of Chisom in Gogeles, because there is a difference between a behemoth and another. So certain maki that makes a behemoth into a treife, an odom it will not make into a treife, because an odom could. So let's say, so nikav ameach, if the membrane of the brain was pierced completely, so then the behemoth is a treife. But if the membrane of the brain of a human being was pierced completely, the odom will not become a treife, because odom is lemazle. But they still say, suppose there are two things. Not only was the membrane of the brain pier punctured, but in addition, a certain quantity of tissue was removed together with this puncture of the membrane, then it is a treife. So in other words, how much? Kishinot machai v'yomus. So the Gemara says in Pcheres, that means one third of itefach, kisela, the size. What, in other words? So according to Bisilal, what kind of a deficiency must there be in the human skull in order to be considered as a gulgiles chaseiro, not to be mitamet maseiel, if number one the membrane is punctured, and number two, tissue in the size of one third of a tefach was removed. So then it is a treife. So since it's a treife, some male of the gogeles is considered an incomplete gogeles. It couldn't live. So some male, it's not mitamit masi. This is what it says. Avlodom disle masle. Now, we'd like to understand what is this Ramtam Shit in all of Shas, that there is a difference between Treifas Odom and Treifas Behem. So in other words, many makes which make a behemoth into a treife, let's say Nikav Kumishol Meach, by itself makes the behemoth a treife. But an Odom, it will not make the Odom into a treife unless it is coupled with a certain chisorein of the skull. Like Isela, the size of Isela, a third of a tefach. So, what's the pshat in Ramtam? Well, it says Odom Islamazla. Now, the Gemara uses the expression Odom Islamazla in Govakameda Beis, in other places, in Shabbos. So there are two pshotim. Rashi in Govakameda Beis has one pshat that Odom Islamazla, and the Gemara says it in connection that that Mued Leodom have Mued Lebeimo, but Mued Lebeimo is Loy have Mued Lodom. Why? Because Odom Islamazle, Behemeles Lemazle. So one pshat in Rashi is because an Odom has intelligence. So he knows how to defend himself, to watch out. So in other words, Odom Islamazle means he has das. There is another pshat in Rashi in Shabbos, and Rashi says, because there is a malach that watches the Nodom. I think that what it means, the other pshat means, in other words, because there is Ashkoche Protis over every human being. The Rambam says in Mir Nivuchim, there is Ashkoche Protis only over human beings, but over animals, so there is Ashkoche Klolis. The Rebbe Nishon does not take an interest, a special interest, in each and every member of every species. The Rebbe Nishon takes an interest in the preservation of every species. Even the lowest insect, even a species like amoeba or paramecia, I mean one cell species. So the Rebbe Nishon has Ashgoche, but only Ashgoche Klolis, not Ashgoche Protis. Over human beings, so the Rebbe Nishon takes an interest not only in the preservation of the human race and the preservation of every nation, but in the preservation of each and every human being, Jew, non-Jew, everybody. So in other words, that's what it means on the Muslim Masle. Muedli Odom is having Muedli Beimo. If a certain acts addicted itself to the going of human beings who have Ashkoche Protis, Allah has come with Hamo, that is imuet to gore behemo who do not have ashkoche protis. I mean, so that tupshotim. So mimele, what Ramnetam means, odo misle mazle, it seems to me that Ramnetam shite is also like the Rambam. Now we have a machleket between the Rambam and the Ramban. What does it mean, treifo in achayo? According to the Ramban, treifo in achayo means that even with therapy, even with medicine, he couldn't live. Unless with surgery, that Ramban could also agree. That we saw, that even the Ramban would agree that a behemoth that has a treifo, so let's say perforated lung, through surgical treatment, it could live, but not through medicinal treatment, it couldn't live. And the according to the Ramban, treifo nechayo means if the behemoth is allowed, if we allow nature to take its course. So then it will die. So it will get all kinds of infections and all kinds of things if we allow nature to take its course. So it will die. But with refuas being administered, so according to the Rambam, the treifes can live. So Mimele, apparently, Ramnetam Shite is like the Rambam. Not like the Rambam. Ramnetam Shite is like the Rambam. Not like the Rambam. That treifo in a chayo means without medicinal therapy, but with medicinal therapy it could live. So mimele, and Ramnetam Shite is that the in a chayo is not only a simen. Ramnetam Shite, not like the Rambam in that. The Ramnetam Shite is that the in a chayo is an essential fact. But even though it cannot live without medicinal therapy being administered, but with medicinal therapy it might live, but the fact that if everyone will remain b'sheval taise, remain passive, so then the behemah in all probability will not get any therapy and it will die, so that makes the behemah into a treifa. So he says it's not that the elements of nature affect a behemoth differently than the elements of nature affect the human being. The elements of nature affect, and if a certain disease, a certain market is fatal in a behemoth, it should be fatal in a human being too. But the reason is why, according to Rabbi Tam, Odo Misle Mazle, so many makis that make a behemoth in the treifa, let's say perforated, longer perforated intestine, nikaf komishol meyach, but they do not make the Odom into a treifa because behemoth less le mazle. There is no hashgoche protis. There is no hashgoche protis over behemoth. So mele, it's highly unlikely that a behemoth, now let's say, no the antibiotic, so that prevents infection. And what is an antibiotic? Moldy grain. As a matter of fact, there is a gemara that says that if someone is sick, so we should give him moldy food, moldy bread. The gemara says that. So this is the antibiotic. So now it's possible. Let's say human being, even before the antibiotic injections were invented, so it was possible for a human being, let's say, that who had, let's say, all kinds of sicknesses, and unknown to himself, he could have been cured, not with derech nes, but with derech hateva. Why with derech hateva? Because odom is lemazle. So memele, providence, the hashgoche, will manipulate that he should be exposed to moldy bread or something like that. So memele, it's not, if a behemoth has a certain maki, which is fatal, without medicinal therapy, so memele, no probability, she will die, because there is no hashgoche protis over behemoth. So it's highly unlikely that this behemoth will be subjected to a medicinal therapy just by itself. Mashenke in odomisli mazle. So there is hashgoche protis. So mimele, it's not so sure that if a person has a perforated membrane of the brain, that he will die. Because with therapy, so it can be cured. And the melee, whether the pshat of the Muslim Masle is like the one lotion in Rashi, or like the other lotion in Rashi in Shabbos, so if an Odom, let's say, has a certain market, an internal disorder, so he can go to the doctor, he has intelligence, and if he doesn't have intelligence, so he has friends who have intelligence, so mimele, he can be cured, and even without any medical therapy being administered to him. So the hashgoche protis by itself will manipulate that he should be exposed to this kind of therapy, unknown to himself and to anyone else. And to anyone else, mashenki behemo, so in all probability, if she has a maki that is fatal without any medical therapy, so the behemoth will die, so the behemoth is likely to die. So maybe it's a treve. Mashenkin gabi odom, since with medical therapy, so it can be cured and it will not be fatal, so mele minastam, he doesn't acquire shem treve because of odom islam asle. So the distinction between an odom and behemoth does not mean that because odom is islam asle, and behemoth is less mazle, so because of that, the elements of nature and certain diseases affect a human being less seriously than they affect an animal. That's not so. A certain disease, if it is a certain disease, so let's say tuberculosis, so it affects a human being the way it affects an animal, a behemoth. But odom is mazle, many of these makis, with medical therapy, it can be cured. But without refuez, it cannot be cured. So maybe other Muslim mazle, so it's very likely that nastam, they will be cured. Intentionally or unintentionally, because other Muslim mazle. But the behemoth, less le mazle. So maybe, first of all, the behemoth doesn't have das of her own to cure itself. And then there is no hashgoche protis, so it's not likely that the Hashgoche would manipulate that this behemoth should come in contact with, should be exposed to antibiotic cure. I mean, whatever the cure is. So the mele, if the behemoth has a certain marking, which when nothing is done, when no medical treatment is done to it, so then it is fatal. So mele, that means that the behemoth is likely to die from this maki. But an odom, even though he has a maki, like nikaf komishal meach, that without medical therapy, so it will die, he'll die, but it's very likely that he will have medical therapy, either intentionally or consciously, or unknown to himself, the Hashgoche would manipulate that he should be cured. But as far as a certain chayli, a certain market affecting the organism adversely is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference between a behemoth and an adam. So if a certain market affects very seriously a behemoth in a fatal way, it affects an adam also in a fatal way. But in a behemoth and in an odom, if medical therapy is administered, it will not be fatal. So, because behemoth is lemazle, so maybe it's not likely that it will be cured by itself. But odom is easily mazle, so it is likely. That's the shita of Ramatan. Now, so I think that this shita is a reshenim that the Rashba mentions. This shita is a reshenim, not the Rashba. The Rashba also mentions, but the Rashba says, I mean, the Amitzi Laz al Chachomim, but the Miri mentioned such a shita Sreshenim. They agree with the shita, of Rav Netam and the Rambam that Trifo in Achayo means without Rifuas, but with Rifuas, it can live, it can be cured. So, but whereas according to the Rambam, so it's only simen. According to Rav Netam, it's an essential fact. And even though it's in a chayo without medical therapy, with medical therapy it could be chayo, but the fact that it couldn't live without medical therapy, that in itself makes it into a treifa. That in itself makes it into a treifa. So, and the Yesh Mekilin, so they agree with the Shittas Rambam also. The Rambam says that even if a behemoth had acquired the Shem Treifo, but if after that you cut off the whole lower half of the leg, so the Shem Treifo is poka. So Memele, if we saw that a certain behemoth that is Bada Treifo, so why lived for more than 12 months, so obviously it was cured. How is it cured? We don't know how to cure it. Either someone intentionally cured the behemoth, or just by itself she was exposed to the cure. By itself it was exposed. Behemoth less lemazle, but it could happen to behemoth too, that accidentally it will be exposed to a certain cure. So memele, since it can live now, so Memele, the Shem Treifo is poka. But of course, according to the Shita of the Rashbo and Ram, most Rishenim were Achilik and Ramban, so once Shem Treifo was Chal on the Behemo, it cannot be poka. But Ramban Shita is that it can be poka. If the Sibe of the Inachayo was removed. So here it was cured. So also the Sibe of the Inachayo is removed. All right, now, let's see, let's continue the thesis. Iname. Oh, so he says. Veim Rabbetam, the Rav Yudah Likoy al Gulgeles, the Salka Daitoch, the Chisorin the Gulgeles, have him akrum, u behemo mitrefe bin kibes akrum lechude. Avlodom di isle mazle, boye Chisorin Gulgeles in the kibes akrum. So memele, we got a behemo, we can't mention Chisorin Gulgeles as an additional treife. Because, monefshech, if the membrane of the membrane is not punctured, so with all the chisong, it's not a treifa. And if it's punctured, so as far as behemoth is concerned, without any chisong in the skull, just the puncturing of the membrane of the brain. That in itself makes it a treifa. So Mimele, the Gemara couldn't ask a kasha of an additional treifa in the behema from Chison Gilgiles. But the Gemara only asks from Chison Shedre. But how do we know that Chison Shedre would make a treifa in the behema too? Because from Basil's membrane, so we see that the reason as to why it's not considered as a Golgela Shleimo is because it cannot live. So Mimele, we understand that the reason as to why it's not considered a Shetra Shleimo is because it cannot live. If it cannot live, so by behemoth it would be a tribe. So we see from Ramtam Shite that the Ina Chayo is an essential fact. Is an essential fact. Even though he holds that it's in a chayo without medical therapy, but with medical therapy it could live, still it's an essential. Alright. Now he says, Vihodi Oma, Beiran, the Choshiv. Now, I said at the beginning that Rashi doesn't mention all that. Rashi says that Shmuel deduced that the Chayli Treifo just from the membrane, Ligabi Shetritzo. Why? So it's Rashi and Tesis. Rashi we saw in the Mishnah says that Vein Tam Bitreves, Shaloch Lameshim Sinai. So what did Rashi mean by that? Rashi, in other words, Rashi said, you cannot ask, how is it that Nitma Kloyes, both kidneys were removed, so it's not a Treifo, and perforated lung, such a small thing, relatively small thing, is a Treifo. There is no logic. So, obviously, Rashi Shita is that Treifo in a Chayo. Why couldn't Rashi say, there is a Tam? In a Chayo, there's a Tam. The answer is because Rashi holds that in a Chayo is only a Simen. It's not the basis of the Shem Treifo. That's why Rashi says, in Tam Betreifes. Mashenk in Teisves couldn't test that kasha in Tam Betreifes. There is a Tam Betreifes. The reason is why one make yes and one make no. Because one make is fatal, the other make is not fatal. Whether it's fatal under all circumstances, even with medical therapy, or it's fatal without medical therapy, that doesn't matter. But there is a Tam. So, Rashi Lishitosi, Rashi holds that the Ein Chayo is only Simen. So Mimele Rashi did not have to resort to the diuk from the memory of Basila in connection with Chison Gilgiles. No, the diuk is from the memory of Bishama and Basila in connection with Shetra itself. Because according to Rashi, as a matter of fact, I think that even though according to Rav Netam, even according to Rav Netam, we see that according to Rav Netam, according to Teisves, so the Ino Chayo is an essential fact, so then it should follow that if there will be Shina Teva, I don't think that this is logical, I mean the Shina Teva. Shina Teva could not take place, I mean in such a short time, Shina Teva. But let's say there will be Shina Teva. Let's say there will be Shina Teva between the time of Matan Torah and the time of Chazal and today. So, according to the Rambam and according to Rashi, that it's grounded in the Aloch Lameshim Sinai and the Dein Chayo is only a simen, accidental fact. So, with all the Shina Teva that there might be, so it will still remain, the Issa Treifes will remain. But according to Rav Netam, and according to the Ramban, it's Mashma Ramban also, that it's an essential fact, the Ein Chayo. So then it should follow, suppose there'll be Shina Teva, and the behemoth with the perforated lung will be able to live a normal span of life. So then, the Issa Treifes should be pokah. Of course, according to this Yesh Mekilin, it certainly follows. But this shita of the Yesh Mekilin is a shita truyo. I mean, no one agrees with that. I mean, except these Rishenim, these few Rishenim. But how about Rav Netam and Ramban? I think that even according to Rabbi Tam and Rambam, from whom it's mashma, that Ein Chayo is an essential fact, and that according to Mandoma Atrif Ein Chayo, that is the basis of the Shem Trif. But even if there'll be a Shinu Ateva, even if there'll be a Shinu Ateva, it will still be awesome. Now, here in Tshuva Tzadik Ches, in the Rashbo, it's a very long tshuva. Very long tshuva. And then he says that if we find, he says like this, he really reprimands the Shea as to why he had doubts as to whether this behemoth that survived for 12 months, so he's affected with this atreif or not. So he reprimands, the Rashba reprimands him. And he says, Vim yischazik bituose, v'yema, loiki yo'afto dvorim zorim, v'heim asherou ineyem, v'achreyem eilich, נאמר אלוב, להיצי לעז על דבר חכומים ויאפשר, ויבטל המיד ואלף קייצי בי, ועל תבטל ניקוד האחס, ממה שהסכימו בכך מישראל הקדישים והנביאים ובני נביאים, ודבורים שנאמרו למשה מסיני. In other words, even if you will get a testimony of 1,000 people who will say that they observed 1,000 behemoths that were afflicted with one of the Yitres Treifes, and they lived for more than 12 months, so the din cannot be nishtane. If a behemoth has one of the Yitres Treifes, so it's a treif. Not like the Yesh Mekilin. I mean, it's not Chas V'Sholem, the Yesh Mekilin had any doubts as to the truth of the Chazal, Chas V'Sholem. But they had their own hesber, as I explained it. Because they held that Ein Chayo means without therapy, and that the Ein Chayo is the basis of the Shem Treifo. So mele, if somehow a certain behemoth managed to cure the chlas, so mele, the Shem Treifo is spoken. But so he says, even if we'll get 1,000 witnesses who'll say that they observed 1,000 behemoths who were afflicted with one of the Yitres Treifes, and they were killed. So he says, it's still treif. Neimer elov lehitzi laz al divrei chachamim yefsha, v'yivatel hameid v'yalev kayitzi. Veida neimer. So then he says, oh, but the question is, people were made, a certain behemoth had three hind legs, and it lived for many years. Now, and the Rashbo, so the Rashbo says one of two things. Either that the whole story is not true. People many times say, well, everybody knows, because one person testified, and then other people believed him, and then he started to circulate. So it's no raya. And he says, and even if we see with our own eyes that the behemoth lived for more than 12 months, so we'll tell him it's mais and isim, as the Gemara says, ligabi, it's mais and isim. But b'derech hateva, the behemoth could not survive for more than 12 months. Right. Then he says, veida neimer, because that was mentioned in connection with Kol Yesak and Otodom. So he says, veida neimer, shel yomru sha'iseres zuei nechayo, elekachomu, שכך קיבל משה מסיני, שהיסרס כנותו, וכל שאילו ינותו, אין חי שלמוס החידש, אפילו מעטו שלא ניטל, טריפו, כאילו ניטל. ואף על פי שהוא מרבה כחיל יומים, even if the behemoth will live years like the sand of the earth, he said, of the sea, so, of the shore. So, it's still טריפו. ואף על פי שהוא מרבה כחיל יומים, עם ישראלי, וכן בחוסר רגל, אף לחוי עוד ריפו, שלא נהיו דוקי, אלו שלמו, וניטל רגלו, לא יכול יסוע, אף עכשיו ריפו. אף עכשיו ריפו. Now, so the Rashbo says, on one hand it appears from the Rashbo that that the Rashba holds that Eino Chayo, according to Mandoma, who says Treifu Eino Chayo, is an essential thing. And that is the basis of the Isatri. How do we see that? Because the Rashba considers this, I mean, he mentions the possibility of saying what Miri says, that Treifu Eino Chayo is only al derech harov. Most Treifus don't live. But there can be a mute Echot Me'elev that can live. He says, no, it's ridiculous, the Rashba says. Why is it ridiculous? How does the Rashba know that when Chazal said Treifu Eino Chayo, it means 100%? Maybe it means 90%? Maybe it means 99%? So once we say it means 99% of Treifus cannot live, so then we have no difficulty with this fact. No, the Rashba rejects it. So that's a raya that the Rashba also holds that Treifu Eino Chayo is not an accidental fact. It's not only a simen. This is an essential fact. This is the basis of this Treifu. So Mimele, once we say that Treifu Eino Chayo is an essential fact, and that's the basis of the Shem Treifu, not just a coincidental fact. So once we say that it's an essential fact and it's the basis of the Shem Treifu, so maybe we cannot say Rov Treifus in Achayus. Because if we say it's 100% that every Treifu is fatal, so then we can understand as to why it gives rise to a Shem Treifu, to the Isa Treifu. Because he must die. But if we, once we say only Rov Treifus, it doesn't make any difference what kind of Rov. Whether it's 60.1 or it's 90% or it's 99.9999. As long as we do not say that it's 100%, so Mimele we cannot say that this is the basis. That this is the basis of the Isa Treife. Because if this is the basis of Isa Treife, so then we have to come to the conclusion, but if one behemoth is an exception, is that 0.01% that is an exception, so it should not be asuro. And that, he says, that's inconsiderable according. So there are some Rishenim who say in Chaname. I mean, but he's deich vishite. So Mimele, he says it must be 100%. So then he says, but if we see, so we have to say either that it didn't happen, that the story is not authentic, and assuming that it is authentic, is mais and easy. So as the Gemara says, Ligabi. So we see from this Rashba that he holds that Treifu Eino Chayo is not an accidental fact. It's not just a simen. It's an essential fact. Because had he held, like the Rambam that, and Rashi, that it is an accidental fact, it's only a simen, so Mimele wouldn't have any difficulty in saying that Rov Treifus Eino Chayo, as the Mashal says, as the Miri says, what's wrong with that? So the reason as to why the Rashba holds to say Treifu Eino Chayo only means Rov Treifus Eino Chayo is inconceivable because he holds it's an essential thing. Oh, then he says, in order to answer this statistic, I mean that there were a few behemoths who were born with three hind legs and still they lived a number of years. So he says, Veda Nehemiah, Shal Yomru Shayisere Zui Nechayo, Elekach Omru, Shekach Kibel Meshe Misinai, Shayisere Skinotu, Vichol Sheilu Yinotim, Einechai Shnimos Achidesh, Afil Matal Shalim Nital, Treife Kilimital, Vafal Pishu Marbe Kechil Yomim, Vichim Vichose Regel. So he says, now, Chose Regel can be in two ways. Either that the behemoth was born normal with two hind legs and then one leg was amputated, or sometimes there is an aberration and the behemoth is born with one hind leg. It happens sometimes, this aberration. That the behemoth is born with one hind leg. So he says, So the Rashba said, so it all to be treif. It doesn't make any difference whether it one leg is missing because it was removed, or it's missing because it was born with one leg missing. In either case, it's treif. So he says, but he makes one distinction. If a behemo, let's say, had one hind leg amputated completely, then it cannot live. Then it's fatal. Then it's fatal. It cannot live. But if a behemoth was born with three hind legs, so kol yesak notu dome, it's affected in the same as a treife, but it can live. Only when it's not, when it is removed, the hind leg, then it's fatal. Then it cannot live. But if it has if it was born with an extra hind leg, it can live. But there is a halacha l'mishum Sinai called yesak notu dome. So even though this klal of in chayo doesn't apply, but there is a halacha l'mishum Sinai called yesak notu dome. And since ligabi noto, there is a klal that it cannot live. So even vis-a-vis yeser, where it can live in normal span of life, it's also playful. And then he says, then he goes one step further, and he says, even ligabi choser eglachas, when do we say that it cannot live if it was born with two legs, and then one leg was removed from the knee upwards? It was removed. So then it cannot live. But suppose it was born with one leg only, with one hind leg, so then it can live, but it's treifa anyway. So he says, why is it treifa anyway? Because in case it is nitl, so then it cannot live. So monefsheh, so then it's still a little bit. On one hand, we see that the Rashba emphasizes the fact that it's fatal, that it's in a chayo, as an essential fact. Because hadn't he considered this an essential fact, he would have no difficulty in answering, in explaining the statistics. He could have said simply like the Mashal, that Rov Treif is in a Chayis. But in order to say like the Mashal, we have to establish that it's only a Simen. And the Rashba Shita is not a Simen, it's an essential fact. That's the basis, the Inachayu is the basis of the Shem Treif. So Mimele, he has difficulties explaining the statistics. Either he says it's not true, and if it is true, so it's vice and easy. And then, so the sheet of the Rashba is that it's an essential fact. And if it's an essential fact, so Mimele, so Monefshech, how could there be a loche of Kol Yesek and Otel Dome? If the Deina Chayo is the essential fact, and Ligabi Yeser, it is Chayo. So how could it have the Shem Treivo? So he says, it's Aloch L'Mishim Sinai. But we have to understand Aloch L'Mishim Sinai. So then we should say that Aloch L'Mishim Sinai, by declaring Kol Yesek and Otel Dome, herein declares in effect that it's only Simen. Because otherwise it's a Stirim and Obey. But look at the Rosh of the Rashba. He says, ואידן אימר, שאומרו שהייסרס זו אין החיו, אלא כך אומרו, שכך קיבל מישהו מסיני, שהייסרס כנותו, וכל שאילו אינותו לנחי שתימוס החידש, אפילו מעטו שלו ניטל טריפו, כאילו ניטל, ואף על פי שהוא מר בכחיל יום עם ישראלי, וכן בחוסר רגל, אפילו חיו טריפו, שאילו לא ימיל דוקי. Why? Even though, when a behemo is born with one hind leg, it can live, can be מר בכחיל יום. Still, it is a treife, because had it been born normal and one hind leg had been removed, it wouldn't be able to live. So because of that, even when it's born and it can live, it's born that way, it can live, it's also a treife. And because of that, because of the aloche of Kol Yesek Notel Dome, so if it is born with an extra leg and it can live, it's not fatal. The extra leg is not fatal. Only the removal of a leg is fatal. But an extra leg is not fatal. So, but it's still treif. So we see that, of course, I mean, there is a halacha l'mishum Sinai. So memele, the Rashba holds, and Rabbi Tam will agree with him, except the Yesh Makir. But that's a shita truya, the Yesh Makir. But all Rishenim, even the Rishenim, like the Rambam, and the Rashba, and Rabbi Tam, who say that the inner chayu is an essential fact, But it doesn't mean that it's a trefor because it's fatal. Now, after all, suppose a behemoth is on the verge of death, cases, so it's not a trefor. Cases is muteres, even though it's on the verge of death and it cannot live for more than half an hour. So if he manages to shech the behemoth before he dies, so it's muteres. It's a mishnah meforeshes that a behemoth geises is shenishchato. So what's the difference between a geises, a behemoth geises, that is on the verge of death, that cannot even live 12 months, it cannot even live one day, so it's muteres, and the treifor that is asuro. So all rishonim say, if the it's neitalomus machmas an organic defect, so then it's a trefor. But if it's natal omus machmas, a malfunctioning of a certain organ, so then it's geises. So when is it a trefor? When there is a certain organic chisom, an organic defect, organic deficiency, an organic defect. Shvuro, chaseiro, nitulo, psuko, nikubo. I mean, the sarashore. Of all these four categories of shvuro, psuko, chasuro, nituro, nikuvo, is that they all represent an organic deficiency, not a functional defect, but an organic defect. So mimele. Now, how is it about the mandoma who says treifor chayo? So every treifor is chayo. Still, it's a treifor. So, what is the basis? The fact that the behemoth has a certain basic organic defect that makes it a treifor. So, the mandoma who says treifor in a chayo, it's an essential fact, but it doesn't mean that the in a chayo is the essential fact. The Eino Chayo is descriptive of the degree of the organic defect. Let's say, suppose all the teeth are taken out from a behemoth. Would it become a trefor? No. Why? It has an organic defect. All the teeth are taken out. The answer is because a behemoth can live without teeth. So, Mimele, it's not a very basic organic defect. If the behemoth can live a normal span of life without a certain organ, so mimele, it's not a basic organic defect. But if without that organ the behemoth could not live, let's say if a behemoth without a heart, without a lung, it couldn't live, so mimele, it's considered a basic deficiency, a basic organic deficiency. But if it can live, so it's not considered a basic organic deficiency. That's the machlokes between mandoma, treifor chayo, and treifor ein chayo. According to the Rashba, and the Ramban, and the Rabbi Tam, they all hold that it's an essential fact. It's not just a semen. But it's essential. It's essential not in the sense that the inability to survive for more than 12 months, that makes it a trefor. The fact that it cannot survive determines that the behemoth is afflicted with a fundamental, basic, organic defect. But if it can live, so let's say, nitatru. So the behemoth can live a normal span of life without a spleen. So mimele, it's not considered as a very basic organic defect. But it's not. So in other words, even according to the Rashi. Now I said, suppose there will be a shinatel. Suppose there will be a shinatel. I don't think that there will be a shinatel. But suppose there will be a shinatel. And the behemoth with a perforated lung, with a perforated intestine, will be able to live a normal span of life without medical therapy. Suppose there will be such a shinateva, except for the Yesh Makili, which is Yeshitas Yochid, so all the Rishayim, even the Rashba Rabbi Tam, who say it's an essential fact, will admit that the Yisa Treifel remain. Why? Because the fact that Bizman Matan Torah, so it was Golov Yodua with Ne'akodesh Boch, that these makis in themselves are fatal without medical therapy, that made these defects basic, organic defects. So if there is a Shina Teva, so how does a Shina Teva occur? As a result of a gradual adaptation by organisms. I mean, this is how scientists explain certain Shinua Teva. So, but that doesn't mean that the fact that the behavior was able in the course of several thousand years to make it, to develop a certain adaptation and to develop certain immunities does not mean that this defect is not